Good to be here this morning. I have to agree with Brother Mike. Whatever you get out of this service, it's pretty much up to you, each individual. Do you want the Lord to speak to you? I do. And He has been speaking to me for the last few months, last few services. And I'm thankful that He still does, and He still will. If you ask Him to, He's faithful. My main focus this morning is on the songs that have been sung already. Some of these songs in this book are probably older than me, if that's hard to believe. I'm not that old, actually. Older, but He's been faithful. Actually said to somebody, I'm glad I'm old as I am now, because the things that our children are facing this day are just mind-blowing. The ideas that this world has, just, I can't comprehend some of what's being taught in our schools today is just beyond imagination. So we need to pray for our young people in public schools each and every day, that they know what's right and what's wrong. Four songs in this book. Songs are part of the gospel of God. Just real quick, you can write them. My hope is in the Lord. Simple. My hope is in the Lord, not this world. Not the things of this world, not the government of this world, not anybody in this world, not the judicial system of this world, not the medical system of this world. My hope is in the Lord today. And He will never leave you or forsake you. And how firm a foundation. I mean, simple, just simple statements, simple songs. You can sing during the day, you can meditate on them during the day. Just simple things you can think about during the day. And there is a fountain. That's one of my favorite ones. There is a fountain. Because these songs will never lose their power, and these songs will never lose their meaning, regardless how long this earth continues. They will always be part of what God's word is saying to you. And just, you can go on and on and on through this book. And just, there's power in the blood. Simple, simple songs. Especially for our young people. My heart is for the young people today. And just the things that they're facing. I think everybody who's had some age on will agree with me that when we were growing up, we didn't see this stuff. We didn't hear it. We didn't see it on the news. Grew up in a small town. There was no shootings in church. There was no bombs in schools. There was no violence in school. Nowadays, they have to have a police officer in the school. Even then, their hands are tied. They can't do but so much because they don't want to offend anybody. The consequences for your actions. You might not answer now, but one day you'll answer to God. You will answer. You can count on that. You can dig to the bank. I'm learning. He's teaching me. I'm learning. Not perfect. I make mistakes. I say things I shouldn't say. I do things I shouldn't think. Things I shouldn't think. But He's quick. If you allow the Holy Spirit, don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. He's prompting you to listen, to walk on the right path, to do the right thing in your heart. If you know it's right and no one else is following you, don't go with the crowd. Don't follow the crowd, young people. They will lead you to destruction and loss. It is worth it all. Like I said, I guarantee that people in here, you ask any of the elderly people in here, it's worth it all to follow Jesus. It's just worth it all, because you cannot lose. You will not lose. This world is not your home. This world is not your home. Like Brother Phil, God's been speaking through Brother Phil. You really need to listen to what God is speaking through Brother Phil and anybody else up here. I pray he's speaking through me today. I'm speaking through me today. If you get up here and speak, your soul better be right. Your spirit better be right. It better be from God. I want my personal views in this. Maybe it sounds like some are, but I think I'm hopefully telling you the truth in love, in grace and mercy. And that's what I'm hoping that you're getting out of this. I appreciate young people singing in the choir, appreciating running the camera, watching Chad grow up. Now he's running the camera. He's serving the Lord. He's in the ministry. Ask God what you want. Watch him. Ask him what he wants you to do. Be willing to do it. Be willing to step on in faith. I have five simple things every day I have to remind myself. It spells out a word, maybe not the most best word, but we're called here to forgive and to love and to obey and to pray and to serve. That's what we're called to do here. No matter what anybody does to you, this is what you're called to do. And every one of those words is in the Bible. Every single one of those words is in the Bible. Forgive as God has forgiven you. Love as God has forgiven you. Has loved you. Obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Pray without ceasing and serve God by serving others. It spells flops. That's what I got out of it. You don't want to flop? Follow these five things. That's all I'm saying. It's simple, but I remind myself every day, if I have someone crosses me, I have to remember it's not me they're crossing. Give it to God. He will fight your battles. Pray for that person. We're supposed to pray for one another. Love thy neighbor as I love thyself. I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate each one of you. I pray for each one of you. You're my family. You're my church family. And I thank you for it.
Praise God. I believe that was maybe confirmation for me to get up. All week I've had something on my heart I wanted to share. And all week I've thought about what was said last week. You have not because you asked not. And this morning Michael, you know, said the same thing. If we ask him and seek him, we knock. And I think the word says you keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. The Lord's going to hear us. I believe last week, what was brought forth, where the missing connection there, Lord, I pray that he'll help me make that connection more. I believe the Lord wants to empower more things in this church. I pray that his Holy Spirit will overflow this church. For several weeks now, I've got something on my heart, that a passage of scripture has just been made so real to me, and it's in Mark 5. I trust the Lord will help me get through this. And I, like Phil said last week, I hope I can be a channel for him. I don't want anything that I'm saying to be my words, but his. And I believe he'll answer that prayer. But it's in verse 25. This is right after Jairus came to Jesus and asked him to come to pray for his daughter, lay hands on his daughter, that she would be healed. And that's a wonderful story in itself, but I believe the Lord showed me in verse 25 the story of the lady who touched the hem of his garment. And in 25 it says, a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. And I believe the Lord showed me that's been me before. I would not necessarily spend my money, but I would spend my time and energy, you know, trying to figure out, Lord, how do I fix this? But, you know, the end of the story is he's the answer to fix your needs. In verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed. That same Jesus, he's here today. He's here, like Michael said, when two or three are gathered together in his name, the word tells us that he's here with us. We can reach out to him and touch him this morning. He can heal us from whatever it is. And it says, immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. I praise God. He's freed me from my suffering. And I'm sure there's somebody here that may be suffering. You fill in the gap, whatever it is, addiction, anxiety, depression, oppression. The Lord is here. He can touch you. He can heal you. In verse 30, at once, Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. That same power is here today. Like Phil mentioned last week, we have God to go to, and he can work through us as well here in the body. And if we connect to him, that power can be ours to help others. And he turned around in the crowd and he asked, "Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. We can take whatever it is this morning and tell him the whole truth, and he will touch us. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Lord, increase our faith. Help me, Lord, to increase my faith." And then this is the best part, in my opinion. He says, "Go in peace, and again, be freed from your suffering." The Lord is here this morning. He can, whatever the problem is, like I said, he can free us from it. The other thought I had this week was in Ephesians 1, in verse 18. I had thought about the song, the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives in us. And I looked up, I guess maybe this is where that song came from. But in 18 it says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you." The Lord's called us here in the body of Christ. We can look to him and receive that power that he's called us and do what he wants us to do with it. "The riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power." There's that word again, that the great power, his mighty power, is able to break strongholds this morning. It's able to set the captive free. It's able to heal. I believe it. The Lord, I've shared it before, my testimony, but the Lord set me free, and he can do it for every single person here, whatever the case is. And then in verse 20, the power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. I don't know what else I can add to that. The Lord is here. Every time we meet together, he said if we ask him, if we seek him. And I think maybe I'm guilty for this. I have not asked him enough, and I haven't kept asking him. But I don't know, would it be all right if we all come together and pray this morning that the Lord would fill this place with his Holy Spirit? It would just overflow the building. I'm hungry for more of him, and I hope that's the cry of all of our hearts. Would it be all right if we just all prayed together? And if there's something that you know in your mind, Lord, that's, as Phil ministered one time, that thing. If that thing is in your mind and you want to be set free from it, cry out to him right now. And I believe the Lord will come down. If we touch the hem of his garment, he will come down and set us free. Let's just go to him. I'm not the one to be leading this, but praise God, I believe he'll help me. Lord, we just come before you this morning, God. Lord, we bring all of our fears, our anxiety, our depression, Lord, our oppression, all the bondages, Lord. People are in prison this morning, God. I just pray that you would break those chains, Lord. Lord, fill this place with your Spirit, God. Cause us to have a greater hunger for you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would use us, God, to be captured by your holy calling, Lord. Lord, I don't know how to pray how I ought to, Lord, but Lord, your word says, if I ask, I'll receive, and if I seek, and I keep knocking. Lord, give us the hunger to keep knocking this morning, Lord. Lord, don't let us stop, Lord. Whatever it is, God, just set the captives free. Help us to all see our need for you in a greater measure, Lord. You're the only one that can do this, God. We know that you can heal pain this morning, Lord. Whatever it is, God, I just pray that you would work in hearts and that you would set everyone free. Thank you, God. Lord, you're so worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for being here with us. We know, Lord, you are the only one that can do this work. Praise God.